present on Church Square in Worcester, and this is a power prayer session, a corporate prayer session to pray for rain, particularly in Cape Town, but also all over Western Cape. And we have representatives of many, many churches in Worcester here, and are probably about 200, maybe 250 people, but others are arriving all the time. It's about 10 past 4 on this Sunday afternoon on March the 11th. And in a couple of weeks' time, many of these people will be in Cape Town to hear Angus Buchan also praying for rain. Let's listen to a little bit more of the music.
Do you believe in the power of agreement? If you believe in the power of prayer and in the power of agreement, can we have another amen?
Amen.
Jesus tells us in his word that where there is agreement, you can ask anything in my name. We read in the word, again I tell you, if two of you on earth agree, harmonize together, make a symphony together about whatever, anything and everything they may ask, it will come to pass and be done for them by my Father in heaven. For wherever two or three are gathered, draw together as my followers into my name. There I am. There I am in the midst of them. Dear beloved, right now, before we start praying at this very moment, there are brothers and sisters interceding for rain in Brunflake Dam. Let us join together with them in a spirit and in agreement and ask God for physical rain to open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. If you can get your Mikey together, your friend together, turn to one another, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and let us start praying in Jesus' mighty name.
Physical drought, that is spiritual drought. The Lord's presence is here. And I can feel it. And while preparing, the Lord said, pray that you become a peculiar people. A peculiar people that will not take another step without the Shekinah glory, without my presence over you. If you go into Pick and Pay, will you make me part of that? If you go to the doctor, will you make me part of that? Will you recognize me, not just in the inner room or on a certain time in the week, but every day, wherever you go? The prayer is one that asks for, Father, make me hungry. Lord, make me discontent with my current walk. Father, that I might be hungry for your face. That I might see your awareness wherever I go. Father, that shake me, Lord. Shake me. Do not leave me in my current state. Shake this land, Lord. Father, we come in arrogance and boldness before you. And Father, we declare and we prophesy that your presence will manifest in this place and in this time. Here first and then in the Cape and then in South Africa. Father, we seek you. And this is the prayer, that you would hunger for his face wherever you go, whomever you encounter, that whenever you enter the room, the Lord's presence will follow. Amen.
So we're going to pray these points. The first C will be the call of Christ, that you will recognize the call of Christ in
yes,
your life.
Yes.
The H will be that holiness will be restored in the church.
Yes. Yeah.
Then the U and the R will be the important points. That's for unity and revival. That's what we will be praying for this afternoon. Then the second C will be that we will be men and women of godly character.
Yeah.
And the last H will be that the Holy Spirit will be released in the church again. Let's pray, church.
In this next session, we will pray for restoration. Psalm 51 verse 12 says, restore to me the joy of your salvation. Psalm 71 verse 20, you will restore my life again. Psalm 80 verse 3, restore us, O God, and make your face shine on us. I want to ask you to pray in groups of 2 and 3 or individually, specifically for God to bring restoration in broken lives, people who have not met Jesus yet, restoration in troubled marriages, troubled families, broken relationships, and the brokenness of fatherhood and sonship in our country and over our time. Can we please do that? And then we'll close in prayer.
Prayer is not the thing we do before we get to the important thing.
prayer is the important thing. When we pray, God make mighty moves in the spirit realm. En ons gaan dit sien. En ek wil net vir jou, ek wil ons gees is baie kort. Daar's 'n fenomeen in Suid-Afrika dat die ouens ankers bak en trek skares van honderdduisende Christene.